Until the report itself was released, almost everything the public knew about what was inside Special Counsel Robert Mueller's long-awaited report was filtered through one man, Attorney General William Barr.
First, there was the four-page summary. Then, an hour before the report was released, Barr held a press conference to say again that the report had cleared the president of obstruction of justice. Now, today, that same man, Barr, faced a barrage of questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee on his handling of the report.
You do solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give this committee is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Except you got.
Yes.
Barr sat down at the committee room table shortly after the release of a letter written by Mueller to Barr. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin read from the letter.
The summary letter the department sent to Congress and released to public late in the afternoon, March 24th, did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of the office's work and conclusions.
Again and again, Democrats questioned the attorney general about the discrepancy between his characterization of the special counsel's report and the concerns Mueller detailed in his letter.
I talked directly to Bob, and Bob told me that he did not have objections to the accuracy.
Attorneys don't put things in writing unless they're pretty serious about them.
And again, Barr, often looking impatient and irritated, defended his interpretation of Mueller's findings.
After a months-long trial, if I wanted to go out and get out to the public what the verdict was, pending preparation of the full transcript, and the prosecutor comes up and taps me on the shoulder and says, well, the verdict doesn't really fully capture all my work. How about that great, cross-examination I did, or how about that third day of trial where I did that? This doesn't capture everything. My answer to that is I'm not trying to capture everything. I'm just trying to state the verdict.
And while Democrats hit William Barr with questions about his conclusions, Republicans repeatedly returned to subjects like Hillary Clinton's emails, whether or not the Trump campaign was spied on, and the questions of bias at the Justice Department during the 2016 election, as Texas Senator John Cornyn did here.
We now need to know what steps the Obama FBI, Department of Justice, and intelligence community, what steps they took to undermine the political process and put a thumb on the scale in favor of one political candidate over the other.